Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Around the Toolbox special. This is for the trades out there. All of you people out there working in construction, design, remodeling, even commercial construction, this show's for you today on Thursday. Happy April 16th, everybody. Well, today I wanted to talk about something that I've been talking about for a long time, but this is not by any means that I told you so, but it's just I want people to pay attention to this in the design and construction and even the lumber building materials business. Because, you know, for a couple of years now, I've been talking to audiences around the world, really, all around the U.S. and even to people from other countries while I'm doing some of these national shows about virtual reality and designing without having a customer right in front of you. And right now, where we have so many businesses in so many states where they can't let people in their showrooms, this would be keeping you running right now if you were doing it. And I can't say this enough. So let me back up a little bit. So if I go into kitchen and bath design, if you're a lumberyard, let's say you're a lumberyard where they have shut you down in a certain state right now, your employees could be working from home. They could still be having a Zoom meeting with their contractor. They could be doing all of this stuff remotely because you got them virtual reality style desktops that would handle virtual reality sets so they could run their 2020 design program from home. They could be doing meetings. They could be sending it over to a builder, remodeler, residential customer, basically. They could be jumping on their kids', gaming headset that they have for their virtual reality that's in their home already. And you could be sending pictures of their kitchen and they could be running it full steam ahead right now. And there are so many things that you can be doing if you had your kitchen and bath dealership set up for this that so many people are handicapped right now. I know of a lot of people, especially in the Northeast, the lumberyards that I work with a lot up there, a lot of them are fairly well shut down. They can only let so many people in the building or they can't even let them in there at all. And I tell you what, you could have a fully running kitchen and bath department without having to worry about losing those sales right now. And here's how. And I'm going to talk about this for a few minutes. And I just want everybody to realize how this can help keep that construction project moving along. It can keep all these things happening. And more importantly, for a business owner, you could actually have your business still bringing in income and taking care of those customers that want that project to keep moving forward. Because the design part takes time. It takes time for everybody. And right now, some people have more time than they did, 2 months ago. So here's the thing. If I was going to be setting up my perfect kitchen and bath showroom inside a lumberyard, per se, and this could be standalone by itself as well, I would make sure that every one of my designers has a nice gaming laptop. And I'm talking $700 to $1,100. You can head down to Best Buy or wherever you buy your computers and get something that is a gaming laptop that exceeds what 2020 Design or even Pro Kitchen wants you to use. You want it to be on the high end of that. And the reason why I say gaming laptops is because these things right now, when you use them, they have the fans and the durability built into them. Otherwise, when you're buying just cheapy high-performance laptops, they only last for me a year to 2 years tops before they completely fail or get stupidly slow because they're not designed to be running that hard that long. And when you're designing for 8 hours a day, trying to play catch-up, you're running that thing. You need a race car. You don't need the Honda Prelude that's designed for taking the family around to be running that thing at 12 grand every day, you know, just redlining that thing all day. That's how you blow things up. And it's the same with a computer. So I want you to start out with those. Now, if you have trained your staff and have worked out a system, and this, I'm not going to get that deep into this because this would be a 2-hour podcast to get into this. But here's what you can do if you've got your crew lined up for this. This works if you have a bad winter, if you have a natural disaster, anything like that. You can send your people home, and as long as they're working from home, guess what? And if you've got it where they've got a little bit of a setup where they can work from home, if you have allowed them to leave the showroom on a design day so they can go home and just dive into designs and play catch up, you've now created a system where this will work for them. And they've got their place and it's comfortable and they can do it. So when they go off and do that design day from home, you've now created that system. So after you've got that, then what I would do is make sure, like I've said in a lot of my seminars, make sure you have a ton of samples. Because here's the thing. It's very easy for a designer to drop a sample off at somebody's doorstep in a plastic bag. They've sanitized everything else and drive off on their day and not have to worry about somebody else having that face-to-face contact. You can drop samples off on a door and still continue business. That way you can have samples signed off. And if you've got that, and if you've got all your contracts and everything done correctly, you can do this in a very virtual way without having anybody come into your showroom. And I've said it before, I had one of the most successful, you know, kitchen and bath businesses out there with, 13 designers. And we were growing at a mad rate. We were growing too fast, to be honest. And this was during the worst of times. But we didn't have this big showroom. We did it because, it was just out of a function. We didn't have, $500,000 to build into a showroom. So what did we do? We turned around and said, okay, what do we got? Let's run with it. And I could get samples out of my companies that I was working with. So they gave me tons of door samples. And then we ordered them for customers of the stuff we didn't have. And we had all these designers out there, and we had a 700 square foot little house that was an old house. It was in a building area where it was going to get torn down as soon as the building area, and it's been torn down. They put a mixed use development in, but we got a short term lease on it for a couple of years because they knew that the building, the economy at the time was so bad, they couldn't afford to come up with the financing for this mixed use development that was going to go there. And we rented out this little house, and there was just enough people for my team that we had, and a little designing area for people to come in and meet, but 80% of our people didn't even come in there. Customers never came into that place because it was all done virtually. And this was back in 2010 that we were doing this. So right now you can do that same thing. And when we have something like this, where we've got such a big group of people that are out, having the right tools for this is the difference between you having your kitchen and bath department shut down and having it functioning and doing really well. I mean, I drove by Lowe's and Home Depot, and there's a line out the door with people 6 feet apart. That is your competition out there. And it's almost impossible to come in there. And these companies cannot function without having somebody in front of them. Why are you doing the same model? Why? If you have it where your team can run virtually in a virtual world, and if they want to use VR, great. If not, you can do it without it. If you don't want to put out virtual reality and make that part of your design process where you're putting the virtual reality glasses on, don't worry about it. That's the next step. But if you haven't got it where your team can work from home with a really good computer and they're saving everything that they're doing into the cloud, into your system, doesn't matter if they're in the office, they're working from home. And one of the complaints too is that, oh, I don't like the little screen. Great. If you bought a computer that is VR ready, you can run that thing out to two screens and have a keyboard off of it, and they can still be doing it and they're still working. So think about that with your business plan out there for all you people in the kitchen and bath world out there. You can do this and you could still be running. And I know there's a lot of people are, but I also know there's a lot of people that aren't. And we'll go more into this at some point. But right now, think about what it's doing to your business and what you could be doing to get it turned around. Because with the right system, the right people, and the right hardware, this is where you can be functioning and be taking over market share versus losing it to the guy across the street right now that's running because you're not. All right, everybody, we've got a great show ahead on Saturday. We're going to be talking fence building. We're going to be talking with Bloom Pest Control. We're going to be talking with a whole bunch of different stuff. Even my garage door opener that you'll hear in the show because we recorded it early in the week, so it's got to go out via satellite. We're going to talk about the video that aired this week, but that got preempted on Morgan de Oregon this week. So that one won't run until next week. So if you hear us mention that we're listening, you know, to take a look at the video, don't worry. It'll be up next week when it airs. I haven't even seen it yet. That's how this stuff works. All right, everybody, have a great, safe rest of the week here. I think we're getting through this, so keep your head up. And I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks again for listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.